Will you guys just pray with me right now? Father, we just come to you this morning, God. God, we pray right now, God, that we'd have an encounter this morning like never before. Father, let your presence flow through this place. God, we give you worship this morning, God. Father, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we lift you up in this place this morning, God. We pray for the living water, God, to flow through this place, God. We pray healing, God. We pray restoration. God, we pray that your presence will be tangible in this place this morning, God. Father, we just thank you. We lift you up. Church, we just lift them up a little bit. Let's give them a praise offering, God. Just clap your hands. Think about the things that he's brought you through already. Come on. Think about the things that he's restored. Hallelujah, Father. God, you are a good God. God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for this morning. God, I pray that you would anoint this message, God. God, I don't come with elegant words, God, as Paul said. I just come with the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, God. God, just restore. Hallelujah. We thank you in this place this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Woo! So it's been a while since I've been up here. A lot of it's my fault because sometimes I run from God's calling. I hide. Don't answer Ed's calls sometimes because I know what he's going to ask. So recently he sent this, and I was thinking about preaching, and then you let the enemy come, and he's like, you better not do that, you know, and you're pretty nervous, and you don't speak very well, and, you know, the enemy just throws this all on you. So the day after that, Ed sends me this list of days I'm going to preach this year, and I'm like, whoa, easy, easy. So, like you said, he took off today, following what God put on his heart. So this morning, I'll be filling in, kind of. I'll be short. For you football fans, you'll be like, oh, yes. I'm getting all my snacks ready. So this morning, I'm going to play a short video, if you got that ready, right before you start that. Church, this text of scripture, this sermon is, there was like two titles and I couldn't figure out which one to use, so I'm going to give you both. So, living in a dehydrated world is one of them. Then the other one is, there's a war for water rights in our life. We look around this world and you could turn on the news, you could read every newspaper, you could look at everything, media. This world is dehydrated. It's starving. It's so thirsty, world. I mean, they are just perishing because they don't know what well to dip out of. So this morning, that's the title of this sermon. Like I said, it won't be long. I rattle fast, so hold on. I just know that God wants some time later on this service to do something up here. I just felt that in my spirit that God wants to have a living well poured upon your life this morning. Some of you are dry and thirsty in this place this morning. God wants to give you a living water drink this morning. I believe that in my spirit. So, as I get done with the service, I want you just to hang for a little while because I know that God wants to encounter all of you, not just some. We all need a refreshing. This world is heavy. There's a lot of stuff going on. And if we don't get an encounter with Jesus and refreshing, we will become dry and dehydrated also. So if you play that video real quick for me.
Water, the most powerful force on earth. It sustains and destroys. It purifies everything that it touches. We may go weeks without food, but can only last days without water. Jesus talked about a different kind of water, a living water. The only water powerful enough to cleanse our guilt and remove our shame. If you are thirsty, come to me and drink, Jesus says. He is the Almighty God who quiets the storm, parts the sea, and walks upon the water. But he is also the forgiving God who washes our sin and restores what is broken. He is good, he is kind, and he welcomes you as you are. So today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Come, let your sins be washed clean. Come, find hope and forgiveness. Come, be set free.
Come on. Hallelujah. Come. Hallelujah. So today I'm going to be in a couple different texts of scriptures this morning. Some in Genesis 26, a little bit in 2 Samuel 23. And there's a few other that I'll get to, but this text of scripture comes with Genesis 26, and it reads this. This is kind of taking place when Abraham has passed away, and Isaac has stepped into the blessings and what God has promised Abraham. So in chapter 26, it says this. So Isaac planted crops in the land. In the same year, reaped a hundredfold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines, grab a hold of this, that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father Abraham had dug in the time of his father, the Philistines came and stopped up, filling them with earth. You see what happens here? So we see in this world that we're living in, wells, from the beginning of time, there's always been this battle over water rights. This time in history, there's no difference. There's actually a war that's intensified for the water rights of your life. And we see there's a 67% increase in young people with mental issues that have required emergency visits. 67% increase that acquired emergency visits. That's a dehydrated world. Them are wells that have been stopped up by the enemies. Then we've seen the overdose from 2019 to 20 as a 62% increase. The suicide rate today is 132 per day. That should grieve our hearts, church. These people are trying so hard to find something to quench this thirst they have. And it's a spiritual thirst. They just don't know it. And we see in this text of scripture that the enemy, the Philistines, have came and they begin to heap dirt upon these wells. They took their shovel and began to scoop up what the world had to offer and put it in their wells. How many people that you know, or maybe in this place this morning, have let the enemy come and heap the world upon your wells? Maybe it's alcoholism. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's a loss of a loved one. Maybe it's whatever the world has begun to put in your well and it's been contaminated. And now you're dry. We let the enemy come in like the Philistines did here. And they wanted to stop something God has started. So we see Isaac moves through, and he moves away into this land, and he says this here. So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar and settled there. Then Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug. Listen, church, been dug in the time of his father Abraham. Isaac come and begin to redig the wells that the enemy stopped up. I see so many lives that the wells have been stopped up, and I had two incidents this past month of people I know that one had just overdosed. Luckily, he's still alive today. Then another one that took his life. Within a month's time, two people I know that were dry and dehydrated, and they didn't know where to turn to. Their well was dry, and they didn't understand that there's a battle for two wells. There's a well that the enemy offers us. And this well looks like this. I believe in the spiritual realm, it looks like this. It looks like a little shot glass. Little shot glass that you do a shot. And what is that? It's temporary. That's it. That's what the devil offers us. He says, here, take this little cup. It'll feel good for a little bit. Then you take the shot. And for a minute, you're quenched. Then you lay down at night in that depression, and then all this stuff come again. So you get up and you travel back to this well that you've been to 100 times because you don't know where to go. So you go back to the same well that's filled with contamination, and you dip again out of their shot glass, and you do it again, and there's nothing happening in your life besides misery. Every time someone goes back to this contaminated well that the enemy has offered them, there's another chain that gets a hold of them, and very soon there's a chain that you're connected to this well, and you don't know where to turn. So you pop another pill, you drink another drink, you have another partner, you keep going back to this well. And Jesus says, stop. Let's leave. Let's go redig a well that Father Abraham has established that once was a place where living water flow and produce life. Amen. So we see that Isaac comes and he begins to undig this well. And lo and behold, this well that was stopped up by the enemy is no longer stopped up. He took a shovel and began to empty it back out. He said, servants, let's go to these wells that the enemy has stopped up. Let's begin to dig once again. Church, it's our job to go to this world that's lost and dehydrated and help them redig a new well. A well that produces living water. Church, I know what it's like to live in this well that the world offers. Probably a lot of us in here has been to this well, and you don't know how to escape it. But I got something for you this morning. There's a well that was born 2,000 plus years ago in a little manger in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. We see in 2 Samuel, we see David was hiding in this cave, and David begins to long for a water from the well in Bethlehem. He was in a fierce heat. His thought of that refreshing well by Bethlehem began to overwhelm him. You see, there was this well where David grew up by Bethlehem, and there was a well that he once visited, and it was full of fresh and cool water. And as a child, he began to memorize that how many times he used to go to that well and splash his face and just feel that coolness and the bittersweet of that water that was in Bethlehem, that well. And he's in this cave, and he begins to see this well again. And he goes, boy, I long. Oh, just long for a dip out of that well from Bethlehem. Because he remembered that. And lo and behold, there was three of his servants, his fighters. Because at that time, the Philistines have captured that area. And we see that these three men begin to battle their way through this, through the enemy, and get to that well and begin to dip again and bring it back to David. Church, sometimes you have to fight for your water rights. Sometimes you got to get physical and you got to get spiritual. You got to get into a spiritual war and fight for your water rights. It's there. You just have to fight for it. And we see the men, they get there and they get the water and they bring it back to David. But so many of us just want to lay down and not battle this because it's such a hard battle sometimes. Jesus is that true well that will never run dry. The well that heals, the well that quenches this spiritual thirst. His well leads to an everlasting life. This well speaks to your brokenness and says it's going to be okay. What I find intrigue about the word broken is this kid had a shirt and it says brokenness. But in the middle, there was an arrow pointed up in that middle of that brokenness to the word okay. And that word, I began to almost tear up when I seen that shirt was in the middle of our brokenness. Jesus says, come to this well that I offer you and you will be okay. You will be okay. It says in John 4, and Jesus says that everyone who drinks this water will thirst again. Meaning what the world has to offer you, you will thirst again. But he says, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring welling up to eternal life. Another instance at a well that was produced, and there's a woman at the well. It's been preached on many times. But this was intriguing to me as I begin to read that story again, and we see she's been trying to quench a thirst inside with the earthly things, and she begins to go to this well that offers temporary satisfaction and ends up empty. And we see that she begins to try to fill her emptiness, this thirst that she's having with multiple men. It says five husbands, and there's other one that she's living with. There's six. Six meaning what? The number of man. So she's been trying to fulfill something with what men have to offer her. But we see it took number seven. Jesus, when he stepped on a scene, and the word in the number seven means completion. That day, she understood that there was another well. A well that would complete what she was. A well that would fill this emptiness that she was been striving so hard to fulfill. Church, today, let's move from a different well. Let's begin to meet Jesus once again at the well. Revelations 22:17 says this, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. Take what God has to offer. Stop chasing this well that will never fulfill you. That will never quench that thirst that you wake up with. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Psalms 42. I thirst for God, the living God. Psalm 63. God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirst for you. My body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there's no water. My soul longs for you, God. We are all born with a thirst in our lives that only can be fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Some of you have been battling this all your life and you're tired and weary. Today, God offers you a drink from a different well that you've been going to. God offers you to take your bucket and leave that worldly well behind and go over to His well and begin to dip out of it once again the living water that comes, and He could pour upon you. Dip once again, refreshing. Some of you need refreshing. Some of you need a well of healing. Some of you need to be restored once again. Dip. Let God fulfill everything that you've been trying to get away from. He's there. There's a power that wants to come into your life, and you've been struggling so long. I know you're dry and thirsty, God says, but listen to me. Come to my well, the well of living water. Let Him restore you. It's time, church. There's a dry and weary land. And we struggle. We all struggle. If you say you're not dry, sometimes you're lying to yourself. But every day we got to go back to this well and begin to dip once again. Let Him restore things. The struggle is real. It is. There's a battle for your water rights. Don't let the enemy steal your water rights. You keep going. Keep going. You keep going. I just believe this message was on my heart for many months, and I've been working, you know, just trying to listen to God, what He wants to do. Like I said at the beginning, I just believe there's time that God wants for some restoration up here this morning. We see in Ezekiel 47, I want you to get a hold of this. There's a vision of how the water will yet flow from underneath the temple in Jerusalem and will flow to the east, becoming deeper and deeper until it becomes a river of water that will flow into the Dead Sea and make it alive again. Church, there's a water that's going to begin to flow, and it says in Ezekiel, at the beginning, it's ankle deep. Then as you go a little bit deeper, it becomes knee deep. And as you get to pursue God deeper and deeper, it's waist deep. And pretty soon it's over your head and it's flowing like a river in your life. It's restoring things that were dead. Let, as it did in this text of Scripture in Ezekiel, bring life to the Dead Sea. Let this morning, let Jesus begin to flow over you and bring back life. That's what's been dead. What has been dry? Look into your life. Are you thirsty? Are you dry? I believe this morning there's two things that's going to happen. Some of you this morning that want to dip from a different well and that will grab a bucket and move away from the well that you once got from to the living well. That's the first one this morning. Second one, some of you this morning just need that refreshing encounter with Jesus at the well. Some of you just need to grab this shovel and get to begin business with the devil and say, I'm done. I'm so done. I'm taking this spiritual shovel And I'm going to begin to dig myself out of this with Jesus at my side. Devil, that alcoholism that you've been heaping on me, I'm throwing it out. The antidepressant pills that I'm taking, I'm throwing them out. My past that you keep reminding me, I'm digging them up and I'm throwing it out. Anything that the devil has tried to put in your well, dig out and throw out. Today, this morning, as the worship team comes and begins to play, I want to understand this. Is that this church has an opportunity to share with this dehydrated world that there is another choice. There's another well that you could dip out of that will supply all your needs, that will quench that thirst. There's a well that will restore the things that have been destroyed in your life. There's a well that will mend that broken heart. There's still a well in Bethlehem. There's still a well that is our friend. There's still a well that we could all come to when we're dry and thirsty. Because this world, it's crazy. It's only one way to put it. But I think part of this craziness is because it's so thirsty for something with meaning that they just keep trying different stuff to fill this void, and they never will. Jesus came in a manger, then he became, died on a cross. Then he rose again so that we can come boldly to the throne and be fulfilled. So many times that things happen at the well, so many meetings throughout the scripture. So I just believe there's such a powerful deal in the well. It's a refreshing area as long as it's not dry. If the well is dry, all it is a prison. It's got walls all around you, and you're chained to this. So this morning, as the worship team plays, I'm going to challenge you this morning. We're just going to end service kind of like, I don't know, I just feel like God wants to do something up here. So if you're dry and thirsty, I'm going to ask you to come up front as the worship team begins to play. If you're living in a well that's been stopped up by the enemy, I'm going to ask you to come. If you just need a touch again of the living water to restore you again, I ask you to come. Jesus says, come, all who are thirsty. So I would think that probably most of us in here are a little thirsty. What a better time to come this morning to just get a refreshing of the living water. So as you guys begin to play, I'm just going to leave this all open. Told you it would be short and sweet. But I just want to leave time for God to do what he wants to do. So, Alden, as you begin to play, Father, we thank you this morning, God, that there is a living well. Just stand to your feet this morning, please. Father, we thank you, God, that there's a place that we still could go, God, that's flowing, God, a river of life, of living water. God, I pray right now, if there's anybody in here that's just dry, God, that needs an encounter with you, that would come up front, God, so we could pray and begin to pour the living water upon their head once again. God, I pray that anybody that's got a well that's been contaminated by the enemy, that they come and let Jesus begin to dig out what's been thrown in. Father, I thank you for your presence in this place this morning. God, restore. Father, restore. God, restore. Jesus says, come, all who are thirsty, come. All who need refreshed, come. Who's battling this in their heads? Don't let the enemy keep you back. Come. Father, right now, thank you, Jesus. Restore, God. Restore.